Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio on this Monday. It's the last one in March, and it's Monday, the 26th of March, 2012, to this really, really, really exciting show, which we've put together very spontaneously. And I'm sitting here, and my hands are shaking. I'm so excited with all the energy that's flowing towards me, because we're going to do our first virtual healing circle today via the airwaves. And I'm totally excited because we already have a few people online that Skyped in. Jen is here. Are you here, Jen?
I'm here. And I wanted to let everybody know that if you Skype into the show right now or sometime during this process, we need to... there's a problem in that so many people Skype into the radio show at all times, so somehow we need to get a message that you're really Skyping in to be part of this show. So send that with your contact message, and we'll see. We'll try and get everybody on who wants to be on today. So, hi, Barbara.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. And you?
Oh, I'm all excited. I'm sitting here and my smile is getting bigger by the minute, because we have a few people that are already live with us on Skype. And then we have Echo.
Echo. Yes,
we have.
For those who need to know, when you want to mute your microphone, if you look on your Skype window and go down at the bottom, there's a little thing that shows microphone, and you can click it, and a red line will go through it, and it will be muted. And that kind of avoids some of the echo.
Thank you, Jen.
So, go, Barbara.
So what's happening today is that we have a spontaneous...
Barbara Jan, can I interrupt just for a second? This is Bev. Just to let you know, the Skype over here that I have, which is maybe different than yours, Jan, is that the mute button is about a quarter down from the top of the screen. It is not on the bottom.
Okay, good.
So it might be different for everybody, but it's very noticeable. And it'll say mute with the microphone. So if they don't see it at the bottom, look at the top.
All right. Thank
I've been thinking. Okay, I'm muting
right
now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Barbara, go.
Right. I would like to pull in the grandmother healing drum that Jim and Sue are going to bring in today to the show. So quite spontaneously, we asked Jim Greywolf Petruzzi to be our guest today on the show. And he offered to bring in his half-side Sue. And Sue is the one that opens the drum. And it's a very large drum, I believe. And they've carried the computer into the drum room rather than carrying the drum into the computer room. So we've got some very nice stuff coming on today, and I would like to welcome Jim. Jim, are you there?
Yep, we're here. We're listening.
Hi.
Yay! Big round of applause for Jim.
And there's Anthony.
Yeah, of course. Who else? You need some coyote mischief. Yeah, big round
good
of applause for Jim. Hey, listen, guys. No, seriously, I interrupted with some nonsense because I've got Angela Steinen, and she is going nuts messaging me on Facebook, begging to join in. She said, I've sent them Skype requests, but nobody's answering me.
What's
so,
her Skype name?
I think it's just Angela Steinen. I'm so sorry to be a pain, but she obviously desperately wants to join in. I've suggested she message you guys or Jim or Barbara Patterson. So if you add her on and just let her know she's here. Sorry, just trying to do the right thing.
Okay, say her name again, her Skype name again for Doug.
Okay, Angela Steinen.
Okay, is there a dot in between there or?
Apparently not. I just need to go look. Oh, it's just Steiner. Maybe it's just Steiner. But she's added, sent a request to you guys. So she tells me anyway.
We have a Renee coming in as well online too. So can we have her on the show, Doug, for the whole duration? Okay, so we've got Renee Welcome, Renee. You're with the show. You're with us. And this is all live, so this is all very spontaneous. And we're trying to get everybody together and to just start the whole thing. But it already has started, obviously. So I'm just going with the flow now. Jen.
So as we work our way through this, should we just open it with the drum? Because I think people are going to come on and off as it's decided by spirit.
Okay, fine with me.
That's a good idea.
And I'm hoping that Blue Thunder, Danny Teague, and his wife Anne also show, because they have another large drum over in England.
Okay. But anyway,
it's really great.
Danny's on Skype already.
Oh, good. So it's really great to be here, and we thought, since this is the drum that Sue's going to open this with, this is the drum that we're going to take to England, and it's going to go in the Stone Age with us. So I'm just going to turn it over to Sue to do a quick drumming intro to the circle, if that's all right with everybody.
That's great.
Sure.
Okay, here we go.
That was some drumming. Sue, so, thank you, Lady Grey Wolf.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I hear a bunch of beeping going on, Barbara. Do we have a whole bunch of people calling in?
Well, we're sending messages back and forth because Doug can't find Angela at the moment. And Anthony. Yeah, he tried to find the name.
Well, I don't
what's
know.
Her Skype? We need to know her Skype ID.
Yeah, it's Steiner.
I'm Steiner.
So sorry. I don't want to take up the show with all of this, but, you know, I'm good.
Angela
Lord.
Is important, obviously, to come into the show.
Well, she seems to think so, and I guess it is. But, you know, like I say, I don't want to, you know, take up the show. But
okay, so do you have the exact wording?
Surrender and release. Surrender and release. We can't control it. Surrender and release.
That's right. Okay, you're right, brother.
Okay, she's in.
Oh, cool. Okay.
She'll be in
welcome
a second.
Angela.
Okay.
So, Jim, thank you and welcome to the show. And Sue, thank you and welcome to the show. You have mentioned that you are traveling to Stonehenge with Sue and with the Grandmother Healing Drum. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about this for our European listeners?
Sure. It's near the beginning of about a 5-week tour we're going to be doing of Great Britain. Spirit told us to come on over and start connecting the dots of the circles. And so Stonehenge has appeared, and I guess on April 20th at 6:30 in the morning, we are going to go into the Stonehenge circle. So far there are 7 of us. I have a sense a few more people are going to appear. And we're going to be bringing in the drum, and I'll be bringing in my sacred pipe, my chinupa. So we will be drumming, and we will do opening the pipe and doing some prayers, which I think will be hooking into people all around the globe. Actually, I know it. So I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be a powerful, powerful morning.
I believe so.
Have you invited people to, are you setting up an event on Facebook? Like, I know there are quite a few events that, virtual events that are happening on healing events and water day and some of that other stuff that's going on. Have you set up an event on Facebook so that people can join you virtually, even if they can't be there physically?
You know, that's a great thing. We have not, we've only told a few people about this because it, just like this show today, it kind of happened spontaneously. And people are just materializing who are going to be there. But I think what we'll do is once that's all settled, I think that's a great idea. We will post something because we do want people to connect in around the globe and drum with us.
That would be great.
Thank you for that idea.
So today we want to talk about healing. There's been a lot of, I've been thinking about this quite a bit. There's been wounding that has happened from this lifetime. There's some that's been very current. There's some that we bring into the world with us, comes from past lives. There's some that we gather, the wounding as we live through our lives. Everybody on this planet is wounded in some way or another. I don't think there's anyone who comes through this into this life who doesn't end up with some sort of wounding that requires healing. And the healing process is the part that interests me the most, because I think that our pain and our wounds, despite the fact that we think that they are, we're the only ones who have that wound, or we're the only one that has that pain, or we're the only one who has suffered this indignity, nevertheless, underneath it all, the pain is still the same. There is still the same root cause of a pain and of a wound. And I think that when we talk about healing and when we experience healing within ourselves, that it's important to look at that root cause. What is the cause of the pain that we all suffer? And how do we find it? And how do we bring it out and allow it to heal? So I'd like to open the discussion on that. I love all these ideas flowing in.
Well, I'm sitting here, and the second that Sue started drumming, the tears were welling up. So the healing's happening. And since this afternoon, I have a sore throat. So a few hours ago, I had a nap, and I woke up, and I had a sore throat. And I'm like, what's happening here? And it seems to be coming up physically through my body so I can release it. And I'm so grateful that we're doing this today, because we have this online group on Facebook, the Soul Healing Circle, where so much has happened over the past few days visibly in the group. And if it's so visible in the group, then we're experiencing something that everybody is experiencing at the moment. And we have the advantage, maybe it's an advantage, maybe not, to be able to see it, rather than just to feel it and to be able to talk about it and to look at it. So what we're offering today with everything that's happening on this show is healing through words, healing through energy, healing through the Earth Mother, as Jim calls her. I call her the Big Mother for some reason. It came to me just minutes before the show that we're pulling in the Big Mother here today. And everybody has their own name for it, for whatever it is, and it's the essence that counts for me personally. And I'm so glad that we're doing this. And we have a few different options really today, because a while ago we had another virtual healing circle which wasn't happening on the airwaves, and one of our members from the Soul Healing Circle, she sang a song for us also, which we're going to bring in into this show today. And then afterwards, I would like to invite everybody to pick up the drumming. And as far as I know, what's happening maybe at the same time now in the physical world is that some people are holding a fire ceremony, and some people might be sitting there just praying or chanting or meditating. So this moves me. And now the tears are coming up again, because this is, I'm so grateful for all this, that we're so connected that we can do this together. Whew, I'm going to mute myself here for a second.
Well, Barbara, while we have the piece that Maylene did, I wanted to read the Let Us Heal Together piece that I wrote, but I don't have it because I can't get online and I can't seem to find it. So I'm hoping that you have it, and that while that piece is being played, that you would read it if you're agreeable and if you can manage it, of course.
Well, I'm not online. I'll try and find it. So can you continue talking then, or go on with a card maybe? Did you draw a card?
I did draw a card. Did you draw one? Today my card is called The Prince. I think I've had this one before on here, but it came up again today, and it shows a young maiden all dressed in, of course, in kind of a white gown, sitting on a very elaborate chair, medieval-type chair, and the prince is facing her, and he is in the old-fashioned, well, wouldn't they love to hear us call them old-fashioned, outfit that has the tights and the short, I'll call it a skirt because I don't know what other else to call it, and a very decorative belt, and then very long sleeves, and the tips of the sleeves actually go down to the floor, and he's wearing a crown on his head, and he is facing this young maiden. I'm assuming that he's asking for her hand in marriage, but that may not be the case. In any case, this is, to me today, this is very indicative of the male and female energies, the masculine and feminine energies, and they've been playing out quite a bit lately, where in many of the groups and things that I have seen, there seems to be almost a separation, and I think that's part of the wounding. There's a separation of where some of the male energies have been speaking and writing about women and the female energies as being less than. The woman is less than the man. She is the helper. She is not a primary strong person. And then there are the other side where there is a bunch of women who are talking about men in a not necessarily complimentary way. So there's wounding on both sides that happen. And depending on how we express that wounding, sometimes there is a violent lashing out, and sometimes there are so many ways that we express our wounds and our pain. And I see this card as very distinctly here between the male and the female energies, and that somehow together we need to bring in an alliance. I won't even call it a balance. We need to bring an alliance within ourselves of the masculine energies and the feminine energies, because we are made up of both. And this is really vital and critical in order to heal completely, to understand that not only are we one within ourselves, that we are one, that we connect with spirit within ourselves, that we align or create an alliance between the masculine and feminine energy, that we recognize that we are both bad and good, and that there's no judgment there. That when we can recognize that about ourselves, then we can spread it out further and recognize it about others. It doesn't mean that we have to accept somebody's behavior. It's okay to call them on it. But the recognition needs to be, and the healing for the wounding needs to be, that we are one. We are not just one person. We are one together. And as each of us heals our wounds, we are also adding to the healing that goes on universally and globally. So that was my card for today.
Ooh.
Jim, Anthony, Sue, Barbara.
Thank you. Jen, thank you so much.
Whoever else is on.
Would it be okay to comment a little bit on that?
Absolutely,
sure.
Please.
Hello?
Go ahead,
yes,
Anthony.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Firstly, Barbara, thank you for your tears, because they in themselves create universal healing. You're obviously feeling, and because you're feeling and your emotions are there, you are sending out a virtual hug. The sound of Lady Greville's drum touched you deeply.
Mm-hmm.
It evoked a response, and that response has touched, well, I can't speak for everybody, but I will speak for me. It touched me. It has touched, obviously, other people who are not even hearing us. So thank you for that. And the wonderful things that I believe was Jan just said, I think in some ways what she was referring to was thousands of years old, what is now taken as the surface symbol, the yin and yang, but before that it was the merging of the male and female, the god and goddess, if you will, that gives us creator. And mm-hmm. Carl Jung, of course, spoke about that very eloquently in his work when he referred to anima and animus, which was not a hermaphrodite being, but a being that had both aspects, not so much genders, but aspects. And my zero chiefs, and indeed my grandmothers, always taught me that, and they're right, as we go through the world today, they're always right and they're still right. This thing about the sexes and walking backwards, that is a man-made thing. The spiritual thing that they taught me, women, I have no understanding why they want to be equal to men. They are not equal to men, they are superior. There is not a man on this planet that can carry human life. There is no more to say. You carry human life, that makes you superior. End of story. And we warriors can never go to battle without a woman braiding our hair. So, we understand. I'm not talking about the big macho guys. I'm talking about warrior as defined, as Jim will know, in Lakota, as I am, Kiowa, Apache, Yaqui. Yes, you need that. You need your mother, your aunt, your sister, whoever, to braid your hair, to anoint your neck, to hold your bow or your weapon before you leave for your hunt. We understand the power behind the Earth Mother, the Big Mother, Gaia, whatever name. So, my plea for today to everybody and on these airwaves is maybe we should just send that energy out to heal those poor macho guys who believe that they're the big tough fellas. They're not. A woman bravely in pain gave birth to them. Sometimes they forget that.
I'll follow up some on Anthony's line there, if I may, and shift it into the Mayan tradition. Because what we're talking about in this healing now is the crux of the 2012 that so many people have misunderstood for so long. In the Mayan tradition, and I hear what Anthony's saying, and he's right in my opinion, he's right in a spiritual way, but maybe not completely right. Women are not more advanced than men or spiritually advanced than men. There's been shifts over time. In the Mayan tradition, in the third earth, it was women who ran the earth, and they were the power structure. And the third earth collapsed because it was not in balance. And so the fourth earth came about, the one we're standing in now. And men are in control of the power structures. And if we look around, we see immediately what's gone wrong. We're still not in balance. So as we speak about connecting the masculine and feminine within ourselves, that's exactly right. But it needs to go beyond that. It needs to go to men and women standing up in equality, equal partners, each taking care of their own part of the mission. And that's where Anthony's totally right. They're different parts. We are different beings. And doing it with the Earth Mother. That's what the 2012 prophecy is about. If we can do that, if we can accomplish that healing, if we can surrender the past and trust in the present and do it as equals, we will step into the next Earth, the Earth that the Mayans were waiting for, in a good way, and it'll be a balanced way, and it'll be all the evolution of humans and the earth that's been talked about through the millennium. And I think that's where we stand right now. And as some of these issues come up and we feel pain and we feel things that need to be healed, some of them are, in fact, ancestral. Some of them go back so many lifetimes we can't even see that far. But I think groups like this, circles like this, and I knew today would be powerful, are very, very important to accomplishing this. And that is the mission. That's what we're here for, folks.
Right.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you so much. I would like to bring in the song that Maylene has created. We're really global today. Jen is in Oregon. Jim, you're in New Mexico. Anthony, where are you located?
I can tell you where I'm located if you could kind of keep it secret. There are reasons for it. No, it's okay. I have nothing to hide. I'm not hiding from anybody. I'm located in Europe, in northern Portugal. The reason I don't put that out on Facebook, et cetera, because of my links with show business, and I don't want too many people to know exactly where I live. However, with our good spells and on the board of the Sanctuary's Earth Mother, that is perfectly okay. But out publicly, I'd rather not. I've just had Blue Thunder here messaging me crazy saying, how can I get in? I can't get in. I can't get in. And Angela's still going nuts. So whoever's tweaking your technical stuff, guys, there's these two folks trying to get in.
Okay, what is Blue Thunder's Skype name?
He's in.
Blue Thunder.
He's in?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I told Angela. She was in, but she can't get in. Well, anyway, okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to be a pain.
All right, so we have Portugal. Then we have Seattle, and then we have Maylene, who created this beautiful song, and she's located in Sweden, and she has a very international global background also, and I'm sitting here in Germany. So I would like Doug to pull up the song, if possible.
You also have Red Hawk in Connecticut.
Red Hawk in Connecticut.
Okay.
Sorry. So many people here today. I'm so happy. I'm really sorry. Oh, Red Hawk, thank you. Okay, the song is starting.
Hello, start song now, please.
Yes, it's starting. Yes. Let us heal together. We come to this place of safety and loving embrace. We come hoping to heal from our many wounds. Let us heal together. How did we get here? How did we find each other? Where did we come from? Who led us to this place? Let us heal together. We came here for solace. We came here for peace. We came here to be loved. We came here to grow. Let us heal together. We did not come here to learn fear. We already know that one. We did not come here to be hurt or abused. We already know that one. We did not come here to be accused. For that one, we already know. Let us heal together. Today, I invite you into this place to sit with me in peace, to sing with me in harmony, dance with me in joy. Let us heal together. Today, I welcome you into this circle, this sacred space, this sacred time, as we heal together. Jen, for those beautiful words, because the words are from Jen Rizal, our co-host here on the show, our host and co-host.
Thanks for reading it, Barbara. That was pretty powerful.
Yes,
thank
you.
Anyway. Same for me. How about if we ask some of our guests to... Oh, first of all, did you draw a card today?
I did. And I went to the Power Animals, and what came up was snake. And the way the book that I work with, or the author that has made these cards with the book, the topic that she puts towards the snake, the main topic is the female life energy. So that goes so well with what Anthony has said before. And for me personally, the snake stands for shedding a skin, shedding my skin. And I can confirm that that is exactly what happened over the past few weeks, and it's still happening, that I'm crawling out of my old skin and, standing there quite naked, getting used to having this new, fresh, soft skin, and getting accustomed to live in it and to walk in it.
Well, good thing we don't have the video cameras on.
I'm kidding.
Jim knows I love laughter. But hey, you know, you made a very good point. Look at the catechus, the medical catechus. What does it have as healing? Two mm-hmm. snakes.
Yeah, two that's snakes. On this card as well. Yeah.
Yep.
So, there's another card to snake as
very,
well. That
very,
is...
very appropriate today. Very appropriate mm-hmm. today. And I have an affinity with rattlesnakes. I know it sounds a little bit crazy, but, you know, there you go. Yeah. I mean, I don't collect them or anything, but, you know. but, no, you're right about the healing and the snake and the shedding. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
There's another aspect to snake that is brought out in some of the in business areas that I've been in, that they talk about the different groups and the different personality types, and one of those is snake, and that is the person who
somebody just came on and there's some background noise. Okay. We're okay.
So the snake is the one who actually...
That was a lot of slithering there. My gosh. Whoa. Oh, it stopped. Oh, good. I'm sorry. It stopped. Okay.
Snake in business, Jen, you were saying.
In personality types, the snake is often the one who will stand up and say something is wrong. And people don't like it, so they stomp on them.
Oh, hey, Jim, we were talking about this yesterday.
Yep.
But Greg's taking care of that.
Maylene trying to call in, and the connection seems to be pretty bad. So, Jim, did you draw a card as well?
That's funny, I did. I'm sitting here with the Wolfpack deck, uh-huh. and I pulled the card, which is prayer. A time to renew. Yeah, this is excellent for today and what we've been talking about. A time to renew your faith and trust in a greater power. Know that your prayers will be answered with action and faith. Expect a miracle. Trust in the powers of prayer. And I think everything right now is absolutely about surrender and trust. I've spoken to some of you recently about this and others who I don't know. I'll bet you're walking that same road. That's how we heal. Surrender to the greater power and trust in the healing.
I can hear the drum in the background.
Yep.
Well, this is Jim Redhawk here. And the card I pulled is the drum.
Oh.
the short poem that introduces that is the drum that marks the heartbeat of our Mother Earth, constantly reminding us who gave us birth. The rhythm of connection, pulse of flame and fire, the perfect reflection of our heart's desire.
Wow.
As my brother Redhawk reads that, I was going to say the drum beat that Sue's doing and I was doing on the smaller drum, that is the heartbeat. It's the 1-2 beat. It's the heartbeat of the Earth Mother.
Can we hear it a little bit louder?
Sure.
All right. That feels good. We have some other people who have called in or have Skyped in, and unfortunately I'm not online, so I can't see anybody who's there. Barbara, you're going to have to take over and maybe invite people to talk.
Okay, so I know that Beverly is in Seattle, and she's online, and she's been very patient, and she has muted herself. Bev, would you like to say something?
Sure, hello. I am very happy to be here. I am just sitting, not in meditation, but absorbing everything. I'm brand new to all of this. I don't do cards. I don't know what they mean. I'm learning. And so from what everybody is saying and sharing, I am feeling it. I have my hands over my heart to make sure my mind is clear and it is all coming where it needs to come. And I am enjoying it immensely, and I honestly have goosebumps. And that's new to me. I am experiencing body sensations I've never, ever had. And so I find this the greatest wealth of knowledge I've ever been introduced to. And I am a student right now, absorbing in everything. The beat of the drum feels like my heart. The sounds of your voices feel like music. Maylene, her music is beautiful. And I'm just loving all of you and feeling the healing and the power. And it's so new and beautiful and magical, and I'm reveling in it.
That's awesome. And I love the part where you're holding your hands over your heart. That is so perfect, Bev. Thanks for sharing that.
Aho.
Aho. Aho. There's a lady called Sharon Hinckley who belongs to Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother and a couple of other groups. I don't know her personally.
It's her fault that we're all here today. Sorry, Anthony. Oh, right. It's her fault that we're all here today.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I was just going to quote something she wrote a couple of weeks ago. Somebody said goosebumps, and then she came back and called them God bumps. And I kind of like that. So as you were talking about goosebumps, yeah, that's what she said. That's who said it, God bumps. Yeah. And you know what? While you were, I went out and got my drum. Yeah, so I'm waiting for Sue to start up again.
Right. Blue Thunder is here as well.
I heard that Blue Thunder was online.
Oh, wonderful, yeah, because we've been...
Hello, Danny.
Hello, brother. Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying to phone in as well. I could see... Oh, there's too much background noise with Blue Thunder when he comes online. At the moment, he's just typing, or they're trying to get a better connection as well. And Maylene was trying to phone in as well. She, the one that has created this beautiful song that we heard, and she sends all her love. And this is I'm very close to tears again because this is so moving me. And if we want to start the drumming again, or if somebody wants to offer a prayer, I'm open to anything. Hit it.
Well, can I? This is Red Hawk. The goosebumps in I think Lakota and probably other traditions is when spirit is moving amongst us. When we feel that in a prayer or in a circle like this, that just means spirit has run through, and so it's a real blessing.
Aho.
Right. Very good. Thank you, brother.
And it's definitely running through. I've got God bumps going all over the place.
Okay, so since we have 15 minutes left, I would like to start the ceremonial part or the ritual part. Does Sue want to get a little more into the drumming, and whoever wants to join, joins in?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
along with the drumming?
Great Spirit, Wakataka, Tecumseh, Great Mystery, Universe. We're here in this circle today, this circle that goes around the globe. We're listening to the heartbeat of the Earth Mother through the drum. We give thanks to the White Buffalo Calf Woman, who brought the sacred pipe and also brought the drum to we people. The drum is the first instrument that humans ever used. And so we ask that we are allowed to continue to connect in this good way, to continue to walk a good road, a road of service, a road of energy, a road of heart, so that we may evolve into human beings who can again connect in harmony with the Earth Mother and who will help prepare a better legacy, a healthier legacy for the seven generations that follow, for our children, our children's children. We ask all these things as simple two-leggeds, not for ourselves, but for all the people and all the creatures who are part of the Earth Mother, so that we may help to heal the sacred hoop wherever it is broken. Ho, Mitakio Ase, we are all one.
Mitakio Ase.
Ahiya.
Ahiya.
Aho.
Affirmation along with our program, and I would like to suggest that today our affirmation along with the drumming be, I open my heart and surrender to spirit. I open my heart and surrender to spirit. Since we're starting to get a little bit lower on time, do we have anybody else who wants to come in and say something and join the conversation and ask a question?
We're hearing the song again from Aileen with the drumming. That was her request, if we could do some drumming with her song.
Beautiful.
Oh, all right. Maybe we could hear the song a little louder.
Yeah.
Sure. There is Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother, the nonprofit that all these circles are starting to create around us, and that is on Facebook. There's a Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother group. There's also a website that's www.sotem.org. Or, of course, my personal email, which is jimgraywolfpetruzzi@gmail. Any of those methods is fine. And anyone who wishes to be tied into the circles and the work we're doing certainly would be welcomed, and we'd love to see you there, and I'll add you in.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for being here and facilitating this with us. And thank you, Sue, for your drumming. It was really awesome. You don't have to stop. We can just keep right on listening. And thank you for the others who have joined in. It's really been lovely to have you part of this group today in this healing circle. I want to remind you all that you'll be able to hear the recording of this show on purposetalkradio.com, and then it's /archives, and you can find the show there. It'll be posted probably tomorrow. And then we'll also post it on the Facebook page of Purpose Talk Radio, and you'll be able to share it from there. You can get a hold of Barbara at barbarapatterson.info. That's BarbaraPatterson.info. And you can find me at janrevell.com. That's JanreV as in Victor, ELL.com. Remember that Barbara and I are doing joint coaching, which has been really powerful stuff, and we invite you to join us on that. I'd like to repeat our affirmation again for today. I open my heart and surrender to Spirit. Barbara?
I open my heart and surrender to Spirit. And so it is. Thank you all for being here today. It was a great pleasure, and it was a great honor that we came together in this circle, and this is another new beginning. I think this is a start of something, another circle, at least one more circle, and I love you all. I'm really grateful. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Aho. Bye.
Aho. Thank you. Bye-bye. Aho.